Awesome. I'll take a
look. Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started then. Call this meeting order of the Parks and Recreation Commission for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. We'll have that 3:34 p.m. All right. Roll call.
Okay. Chair Steve Hope.
I'm here.
Vice Chair Becky Quintero.
You might have to unmute yourself, Becky.
Commissioner Hello. Okay, so we have Robin Rivero is absent today. A quorum of four committee members.
All right. Thank you very much. The first 22nd meeting, and Diana sent out a correction of the correct vote. Did anybody else have any corrections to the minutes?
I did not.
Okay. Hearing none, then a motion to approve the minutes.
This is Becky. I'll make a motion to.
Thank you, Becky. Becky moved. Do we have a second?
Have a second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye or raise your hand or do something.
Aye.
Okay. There we go. We got that. Next item is the call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the committee. Speakers are limited to 3-minute presentations. Pursuant to the Arizona meeting law, individual committee members may ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the committee may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to the audience. Diana, do you have anybody who requested to speak?
We do not.
We do not. All right, I'm going to pause for just a moment in case there's anybody online that wants to address us. We'll give about 10 seconds. And then after that, we will go on to item number 4, which is training and shared vision, which I believe was a request from the last meeting.
Right, so that was a Robin's request based on an email that she had gotten. So we don't know, do we want to proceed in discussing it, should we wait until we can postpone it to the next meeting?
Since I don't have concern with either, I think postponing is an excellent idea.
Okay, so we can certainly do that and make sure that we're able to answer any of her questions at that time.
Okay, did either of the other people on the commission have any input as to what concerns were?
I do not.
Let's just move that on to the agenda. All right, the next item is the annual report, which is an action item for 2022. Diana sent that in the packet. Did anybody have any questions or additions or things like that to the annual report about what we accomplished at our meetings at them last year?
I think you caught everything.
Okay. I didn't catch much in that one. So does anybody have anything that they want to add? Then at this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the 2022 annual report.
I will motion to approve.
Moved. We need a second.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the 2020 annual report. Does this go to the city clerk's office? Is that what it is?
It does, for the commission.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, please say aye or hand, however we're doing it today.
Aye.
Becky, there we go. Thank you. All right. Any Any opposed? All right, please show that that passed, and let's go on to the next item, which is reports or announcements from the Parks and Recreation Commissioners. Anybody have anything that they would like to report on or question or announce or anything like that?
I have a question.
Please.
I received an email about the Rio Vista, and it was just inviting the commissioners to see the website. Have like a specific role as to that, or is there anything I have to follow up on that, or is this just like an invitation to go on the website?
I think it was an invitation to review what they had put together.
Okay.
I know I reviewed it as well.
Okay.
I don't think there was something.
Okay.
Yes, I believe we just received that today, didn't we? Yes. And they've been very good about trying to keep us informed as the process goes through. So that was just something that was nice on their part to let us know.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have any questions?
I have a question. I suppose with some kids thinking about lifeguarding, and I remember that you did a good report on that. That the city is paying for certs, if I remember correctly, and time to do the certs. Yeah, so we're paying for the certification so they don't have to incur that cost. And actually, why am I talking? Donnie is the expert in this right now. Sorry.
well, what Blair said. they are paid for training, and then they apply first, and then they go to a swim test, and there's certain things that they have to do in order to pass that swim test. And then once they do that, they sign up for a lifeguard class, which is between 20 and 26 hours. Some of it's online, most of it's in the pool, but all of that where they would typically have to, we're now paying for that, and so they're getting paid while they're taking their lifeguard certification class.
That's great, and that also includes life-saving, everything.
Yes,
yeah.
All of the CPR, first aid, AED. Yeah.
And what's the hourly rate? $15.75. Thank you. So,
yes.
And how are you guys doing on guards these days? And where are you at now?
So, this is time to get it right. You're still on the thunder, no, so this time last year, we were at 88-something. But last week we were at 169. We have a swim test tomorrow at UDAL that has 34 people registered. So if those pass their swim test, then they'll move on to the lifeguarding class. And we have 4 or 5 more swim tests left. So we're looking pretty
good. How many more guards do you really want?
So in our, this is the way I describe it, our world where there's just like, you know, sunshine and rain. Somewhere between 240 and 300, but 240, between 218 and 240, we would be golden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're getting it.
I know. Yeah, it's really exciting.
But, you know, if we end up with more than we need, that's fine, because that allows us to cover call out, applications, transportation issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, being able to really pad it will make us a lot more successful in having all.
Very good.
Yeah, they've been working their tails off. They really have. So thank you.
Anybody else have any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Becky.
I see the Gunny Park Guarderas Memorial Park has a finalization on the grand opening date, or do you have a date for that park? Gunny Park.
June 3rd at 10 a.m.
June 3rd. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Correct. June 3rd, 10 a.m., she said.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, not me. I'm good.
All right. Thank you very much. I have 2 questions and 1 request. Number one, what is the situation as far as timetable or schedule for the Ormsby Center. Notice that it's still closed.
That is an ongoing challenge because we don't have staff still. We did request an additional body in the last supplemental, but we didn't get the body. So it's interesting you ask that because I have to talk through with Donnie about maybe we do go part-time route. We've had, with the conversion over to a new, what they call it, an enterprise financial system, some of the stuff that I want to do from a personnel, like establishing the positions, have been. But now that that's stabilizing, there is a non-firm position that's called program coordinator, right? That we had to talk to previously about potentially filling and then having that person open up the center. So my hope is to try to get it, at least with some limited hours. But we also haven't heard much from the Neighborhood Association either. The last time I had checked in with them, because we were trying to see if they could get if they can reestablish their nonprofit status, get insurance, and then take over, it seems like they are kind of disbanded a bit as well. So check back in with them and see their level of commitment.
Okay. Just keep us posted, if you would, please.
Sure.
How many progress are you making? I don't know exactly who, on the zoo report on page 5, it talked about the parking changes, and they said that it was likely that the parking would be fenced off for the rearranging and whatever by sometime around now. I didn't notice anything, but I also noticed that it said that there was a diagram showing what the new parking would be. And I remember seeing it someplace, but it wasn't, or even though it said it was.
Okay, no problem. Well, I can email it to you for sure. So you would have, last week, you would have seen some fencing in front of the ARC, but because of spring break this week and challenges that we ran into last week, the zoo asked the team to take it down, let us get through break.
Oh.
But our compound already has the temporary fencing, or not temporary, but the fencing up. Those metal buildings are already being disabled or disassembled. So the idea is for them to be done in November, December time frame, and then once they're able to open up that parking lot, then their goal would be to start on Pathway to Asia. So this parking lot would then be fenced off. The new parking around the ARC would already be in place and ready to go. Yeah, we could. If you want, we could talk through it on the agenda.
I would appreciate that. Thank you. One last thing.
Mr. Poe, Larry, sorry. Real quick, there's also a little bit of parking or temporary fencing in the parking to the on Lakeshore west of our compound. Not a lot of it, just I think about 20 spots directly west of our compound. So if you went behind over by the annex field number 4, you see some temporary fencing there. So just an FYI. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. And the last thing is, I don't know who you might have contact. I read something in the report about the Fred Archer Neighborhood Center having an old guys club. Because of my position in life, interested in what that is. So if somebody can find out some information, just send me a little email. I might be able to pass it along to some other guys.
It's a bunch of old guys getting together, playing cards, going out, having food, sometimes maybe going to a movie, but just a club to get there. No ladies allowed.
Sounds interesting.
You might have to drop
by and check it out. Yeah, we can send you details of when they need to pay out.
Anybody else have any reports or announcements before we move on to the staff? Not hearing any, let's go to the staff.
Yeah. We're going to let Mark go first. Do you have anything, Mike?
Just a couple new staff. We do have a new superintendent. As you know, or many of you know, Manny Mendez left in August of last year, and we just replaced the old manager position with a new superintendent, and his name is John Benias. And we're dividing the parks up into the two sections, basically the trades and irrigation team. And we'll be going under Sean Nicholson over at Allen Hall, and then John will be in charge of the three sections of parks, core services, that type of stuff. So, and then we do have, we're in the process of hiring a new PNC aquatics position that will assist in aquatics maintenance and their crew. Michael Levis, who's an internal promotion, was promoted to the supervisor for trades and events and trades and construction maintenance, sorry. And then Corey Martinez was promoted to the supervisor for Section 2, basically replacing Paul Lopez, who retired. So those are some of our new promotions, and I think Donnie might have one or two to share.
All right. So for us, on the other side, you have the extravaganza this coming weekend at Mansfield Park on Saturdays at 10 o'clock. It'll be for 4 hours, 8 tons, and games and activities. We ended up with 10 sponsors for that event, so it was pretty awesome. And then the day after that, we have Battle of the Bands here at OPC for our high school group. First-time event, so super excited about that. We also have this coming weekend, 30 of our water safety instructors are getting together at Quincy Douglas Pool and are being what's called a crossover. So they're going from Red Cross CERT to what's called the Starfish CERT. So we're changing the way we are delivering Learn to Swim lessons. And so they're all going through this certification, so 15 hours in the water. God bless them. And so 36 of them, and then we'll hold another one toward the end of May before we start lessons in June. But a really good, solid foundation start for us. We invited a couple of, they're called SSITs, which is water safety trainers, to come in from Phoenix. So we've established this awesome relationship with City of Phoenix that we've never had before. So awesome collaboration. Then our aquatic management team this past weekend went up to an Arizona Aquatics Conference that we have, again, never attended before. So it was 2 days of that, going back and forth to Phoenix on Friday and Saturday, and then they also attended a starfish workshop on Sunday. So we've been traveling like crazy peeps, trying to get as much information and a solid foundation as we possibly can for the upcoming season. We have a sign like a splash and hunt at the ARC, the Edith Ball Center. So they, you know, they throw some eggs into the pool, the kids hunt, and then they do all kinds of activities and crafts and things, and then they get a nice bucket of goodies to take home with them after, well, actually it's a big giant egg that they take home with them after all of that. That's the first week of April. Quincy Douglas in Ward 5 is having an event at Hop in the Park at something very similar. A bunch of the communities come in, and the TPD works really closely with Quincy Douglas, and also have an egg hunt, lots of different activities, and lots of free things to get. And then we have our, this is a one-time event that we have been trying to pull off for like years, but we're finally doing it. And we're having a silent disco, but it's a silent disco recruiting event. So we're targeting 15 to 22-year-olds. A silent disco is you, over 100 headphones. Each of the headphones have different colors, and each of the colors are associated with different types of music. So it could be country, it could be hard rock, it could be rock and roll. And so you put it on, you can hear your music, so you dance to your music, but the person next to you could be dancing to a different music, so it's really funny. But we're hoping to have people come down and kind of go through the process, apply, and then hang out and do the disco and eat pizza and have some popcorn and just overly set them and let them know how fun it is to work for our department, and then they all want to apply and stick around. So that's coming up. And then we have Bark in the Barrio at Armory Park. We're kind of bringing a mobile dog park to Armory, and then they're giving away dog bowls. There's a bunch of different organizations coming in, and it's kind of like a resource fair, but for dogs. So it's cool. We'll send you all that stuff so you can spread the wealth.
Where is your silent disco happening?
Here at the OPC. Oh. So we're trying to keep it midtown so that it's not, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah, I'll see how that goes.
I know. I'll bring some pictures next time.
That's fine. It's a good idea.
Yeah. And then for Capital, is that for you, Doug?
I am. Thank you. Sorry.
I should have called before you guys were up there. The agenda looked a little light today. We might take this opportunity to do kind of a pictorial overview of a couple of projects we've been working on. The Prop 407, so Sierra's going to help me. But before look at these. I think we've got Paul Pierre, one of our new project managers. Paul, I think that's you joining. Is that right?
Yes.
Go say hi.
Hello, Gary.
I don't know if you want to say hi, Paul, of the Park Commission.
Oh, hello. I was just listening in and saw the notice, and so I just decided to listen in on it.
Awesome. Good to have you. Paul is a natural transfer from another department, so glad to have him. So I think these are pictures from CSM Gunny Rivers Park. These are what the park used to look like. And there's a bunch of CSM Gunnies, so we're going to scroll through these pretty quickly. Well, now we're starting to get in new improvements. So you see the splash pad. There you go. Some of the splash pad being put in a couple of months ago. New field irrigation. The lines pouring into the new irrigation systems. Remember the improvements out here? We were lighting the two softball fields, putting in new irrigation, putting in new splash pad restroom building, putting in an outdoor fitness facility, around new walking path around the existing football field, lighting the existing football field, and significantly expanding the parking. So, like I said, if you noted, this is going to open on June 3rd. It's kind of phase one. The entire park won't be quite ready at that point, but we'll have the things that are most critical for this summer, which being the splash pad and some of the courts, will be open June 3rd. And I think we were going to go to which one you got next?
Hibble.
Hibble Park. So at Hibble Park, we used to have 8 tennis courts at that park. 2 of the courts were in very bad shape to the point where we actually had to take them out completely out, concrete and all. Helped the community engagement. The community wanted to see that right there on the left. Those courts have been removed. We put in a new low-tension concrete. And then we met with the community, geez, a year and a half ago, and they opted to put a couple of courts there. So I think we have a picture of the new courts that you have. Oh, pickleball courts. So that is going through a punch list tomorrow with the contractor, and everything goes good. We'll open those courts up on the queue tomorrow. So I think that's only the second set of true pickleball courts specific to pickleball in the system. You don't mean the first. We do have a couple of sites that we've got lines like at Rolling Hills and Clemens. But these are specific them all only. Linden. This is Linden Park. We put in a playground. We are still working on the structure for that playground. That should go in here in the next 60 days. This playground is brand new. And we also put in a walking path around the park. I think we've got some pictures of the walking path. There you go. The reason we excited them much closer to the trunks, but then we figured we could push those as far to the west as possible. We're trying to get away from the tree trunks. Came out really good. Actually, one who was totally opposed to this project sent us a very nice email apologizing for not liking the project. Val sits every day. She uses it every day. And he said, you know, I'm glad you went through with the project. He was happy. So it was a manager who was pulling his hair out. I was like, he's at the name. I was like, see, all the process. That worked out. And then I think the last two more, Miramonte. This was not a bond project. This was partially funded by Ward 6. They paid for the shade structure. And then the neighborhood association is paying for some equipment to go underneath the shade structure. So we're getting two of these animals from Semrock, a big turtle, and everything, the second animal is. But they're big turtles, like the size of this table, that you can climb on. And then and there's a neighborhood paid for, and it's our staff's going to pull those big rocks out. We'll put those big concrete animals in there, the diggers. And so it's kind of a cool partnership with the neighborhood. They paid for some things, the city paid for things, or the six paid for some things. So it's a pretty good partnership. And it took longer than we hoped. Getting close to having it complete.
These like the turtles that we helped me partner.
They're actually way cooler than that. I had some pictures in my email. An email to you or somebody else, I guess, next show. And then the last park, I believe, is Plaza de Mesilla. Which is a park downtown that kind of worked with the developer who built out the Flynn. So the Flynn is actually the apartment complex. I think it's apartments. I don't think they're for sale apartments that go around. What was the name of that park before, Donnie? It got renamed. Drawing a blank. Mike, remember?
I've been to like five weddings there. Jeez.
Little wedding gazebo, but we completely redid the park. This is from the Flynn. Kept the gazebo, put in synthetic turf grass instead of real grass. Put some landscaping around the outside. It came out really nice. Looks nice. They're doing a little grand opening in
sorry, Greg, were you asking what the name of the is Plaza de Mesilla?
Yeah, what was it before?
That's what it used to be, and we went back to that, right?
Sierra, I'm going to forge you an email.
Okay.
It's got a picture of the
turtles.
Essentially, they're on the
way. Disregard
that email. Delete that email.
Not until after I read it. I haven't gotten either one yet, so.
Can't fix operator. There we go.
What do you want me to look? Which one? Which attachment?
It's going to say Miramonte.
Oh.
And then there's first attachment shows the pictures of them. Actually, the second one does too. Oh, wow. Those are the ones we did in Intermountain, but this exact same manufacturer. They're really cool. And they're made of concrete.
They're local.
Yeah, they're local.
I think I have these in the Flickr for this park. I didn't realize you were talking about these.
Yeah, well, we'll put the same things in it. But I think I know we're doing a turtle or something else, like a grasshopper.
Cool.
That grasshopper, big. Yeah, these things weigh a couple thousand pounds. They're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Is there meant for the kids' food? Yeah. Jump on.
So that's the capital report, unless you have questions.
Okay.
Anybody else have questions from the commission?
Oh, there's the turtle.
Oh,
there it was.
Nice.
Pretty good. Thank you, Chris. The staff, they did a really good job. So only two things that I had on my list were, I had put into the chat, that was going to help me get there, so I should have thought of sending it to Sierra. But I didn't. This past weekend, we had two turtle rafts that were installed at the Reed Park Lake, the main lake, the one that's in the middle. And it was an Eagle Scout project. So he connected with TCB and a donor body. And I forgot the name of the construction company to get the supplies and built these two rafts that would enable turtles up. As you can see, they're pretty happy. Customer satisfaction delivered. This was yesterday when I walked over there. And it was pretty neat. They brought a weighted rope to measure the distance, and then they put in 50-pound weights that these are to, so they won't end up along the edge, which then people could mess around with them. This particular one is the bigger one. It's 12 feet long, and he into the middle an aquatic planter. So there's like a bunch of different this irises, and I forgot the name of all of them, but it's weighted down also in the middle with some river rocks. So that was a really neat project that he took on. His troop came out. They brought skimmers. They did a around while they were here, there, and they were there for flowers that morning, but it was really neat to watch them all come together to launch these two rafts. So I wanted to share that. And then the second thing, we've been working through how to attempt a pilot with a company called West Consultants, and they are very big. They're applying engineering methods to regenerative agriculture. And approached us a while back about, could we look at doing something like this at a park? So we actually are working with them at Gunny, which is an example park that we're rebuilding. And their whole premise is biological amendments that they develop and grow themselves. Truly, so I learned last night, there's no pathogens, there's nothing in what they grew, but it's all about enhancing the native microbiology of soil to help with water retention and prevention of weeds. It's much more complicated than that. I'm going to give you the high level. So anyway, so the second part that we're doing, in addition to Gunny, is Himmel. Himmel has a issue with goat head weeds, and now they've reported some other weeds that have cropped up. So the entire park is under a one-year treatment program with this company to try it out and see what the results are. Last night we went to the neighborhood association meeting presented so that they could understand when they saw people there in the park what they're doing. They've already done the initial soil testing, so it's kind of interesting to see their presentation already discovered. And part of what they're also looking at is how to reduce compaction, because compaction is what prevents healthy growth of the grass that you want to be growing in the park. So that's a year-long process that we basically are kicking off now. Just wanted to let you all know. We'll see how that goes, and if it's something that is A, successful, and then transferable to more locations. That's it for me. The next item is the Commission Future Agenda Items and the next meeting date. The next meeting is scheduled for August. August, that's good. April 26th. Wednesday, at 3:30 p.m. Do any of you have any agenda items that we haven't already moved to next month that you would like to be put on there?
Laura and I were emailing back and forth today about getting the results of the third survey.
And then we have a meeting this weekend that has to do with Reed Park.
Yeah, it's about the Randolph Park and the golf course, so it's a little bit different of a footprint than what Reed Park.
Right.
But yeah, that's this.
And
I had a cancellation, so I can't go.
Okay, great.
Okay, anybody else have any future agenda items to place on there for next month or down the road? All right, the location of the next meeting should be here, unless we hear otherwise, and it will be a hybrid meeting in the Mesquite room and on Microsoft Teams. Unless anybody has anything else, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. We're all first.
Moved and seconded.
Yes.
All right. So moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Everybody needs to take on dogs.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, very sweet of you.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Sorry you missed out, Mike.
Sorry you missed out, Becky. All right. And any opposed? Show that it's unanimous.
Feel better, Becky?
Thank you much, yes.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Is it okay to use that podium out of the crowd?